If you love yin yoga as much as I do, chances are you want to know about all the fantastic yin yoga teachers and classes available on YouTube. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I teach yin yoga, restorative yoga, yin yang yoga, and yoga nidra. Yin yoga is one of the most watched and loved forms of yoga on my main channel, Yoga with Melissa. But I know there are lots of days in the month that you can be practicing yin yoga, and so I thought I would share with you the best yin yoga classes from May of 2019. You may wonder, what was my criteria for choosing these classes? There are a lot of yin yoga classes available on YouTube these days. And when I looked at the classes available on YouTube, I was making sure that this was a style of yoga that the yoga teacher was established in on their channel. In other words, this wasn't a fitness instructor trying out yin yoga. I also wanted to make sure that they understood and were teaching the principles of yin, choosing an appropriate edge, softening, being still, and staying in the pose. Classes that did not make the list were kind of clickbait classes. In other words, they said they were yin yoga, but then they didn't have long holds, or the language was too yang and focused on doing more, being more, achieving more. I just thought that this was antithetical to yin. Also, if the title of the class did not match the content, in other words, if it said it was chakra yin class or a meridian class, and then the content of the class didn't actually teach about the chakras or the meridians, I cut it. The other thing that had me turning classes off was not looking after knees and necks, so need I say more about that? I also practiced a lot of yin yoga from YouTube in the past month, so let's get to this. Number 10 was Yin Yoga for Mornings, Yin Yoga with Trishi. Trishi is new to YouTube. She began her channel a year ago. She did yin yoga training with Cassandra Reinhardt. And what I appreciated about this class for mornings is that it opened up the body while still embodying the qualities of yin. That is, it was meditative, receptive, quiet, and slow. This is something that Trishi promised at the outset, and she stayed true to her promise throughout the class. There was a good explanation of edge at the beginning, which I appreciated. Trishi had some interesting yin poses that I'd never seen before, such as monkey and a variation on archer that worked well in the morning to open the body after sleep. Now, I've done a couple of Trishi's classes before, and one of the things that I found as a student, because she doesn't teach integration between poses, that I find challenging is when she goes from same to same. For example, a posture with spinal extension to another posture with spinal extension, or a posture with a deep knee bend with another deep knee bend. So that's something that I find challenging in her classes. I appreciate the way that Trishi holds space in her yin classes with all the silence for us to be in our own experience. So I'm looking forward to seeing how her yin yoga teaching develops. Number 9 was Yoga Society, Opening the Meridian Lines with Tani. Tani from Yoga Society embodies yin. Time extends in her classes. You can settle into each pose. Her voice is perfect for yin. She has great cueing, lots of checking in, space between poses. She encourages interoception. She asks you to feel into the pose. You come from the inside. There's a lot of permission to let go, to not strive, to be in the moment. She's a master of holding space so that you can just be with your own experience. My one concern with this class was that it was about the meridians, and I found myself wanting Tani to tell us which meridian she was intending us to focus on in each pose. She did tell us in Dragonfly. However, that pose, I lost a little bit of confidence because while she named the meridians on the insides of the legs correctly and one of the meridians on the outside of the legs correctly, the urinary bladder is at the back of the legs and the stomach meridian is at the front. So then I thought, well, maybe if she wasn't quite sure, maybe she should have just left the names out. Tani from Yoga Society is brand new to YouTube, so definitely go over and support her channel because I think she just is amazing at yin. Number 8 is Vanessa Michelle, Yin Yoga for Stress Relief. This was a fantastic class for the seasonal transition from winter to spring. Vanessa does a wonderful job of sequencing yin postures for the liver and gallbladder meridian, which are right on cue for releasing the stress and also for intention of supporting us into the seasonal transition into spring. Vanessa offers lots of good cues for building the yin poses and softening into the yin poses. She also offers time to receive the posture after each yin pose. She offered some adjustments in sphinx and cow's face, but also permission to come out if the poses were not working for us. I would have liked longer holds, especially in my favorite pose, Banana Asana, but maybe she was running out of time for her short 30-minute class. However, we did get a nice long hold in Shavasana, which is I always appreciate because lots of times on YouTube, teachers cut this short. So I'll definitely be coming back for more yin with Vanessa. Number 7 was Yoga Ranger, yin yoga for the kidney meridian. Now, this is a great practice for the kidney meridian. The thing I enjoy about April's yin classes is her creativity with yin postures and sequences. In this class, we get to experience tipsy frog, winged dragon, and windshield wiper twist. All of that while we focus on courage and the kidney meridian. If you have knee issues, you may struggle with child's pose variation, but you could take hand to big toe pose with your leg out to the side instead. April was a great yin guide throughout the class, seamlessly offering principles of yin cues as we practice. She reminded us to soften, tie courage to stillness, and from the beginning reminded us this is not a yang class and we should let gravity do the work in this class. Number 6 is Sally Miller's 10-minute guided meditation with the 5 essential yin yoga and somatic meditations. So although this is not technically yin yoga, I had to include this jewel of an offering from Sally Kempton this month. Sally Kempton is probably the most underrated yin yoga teacher on YouTube in terms of subscribers, but she embodies all the qualities of yin. She is feminine, soft, accepting, and all these qualities allow you to come into your yin practice with ease. This short guided meditation on the 5 essential qualities of yin yoga is the perfect prequel to any yin yoga class. It can be done lying down and it will prepare your body to soften and to be able to receive your yin postures. If you haven't heard of Sally Kempton, go over, subscribe to her channel right now, and then lie down and do this meditation. Number 5 is Yoga with Cassandra, yin yoga affirmations for inner peace and guidance. It's no secret that Yoga with Cassandra is the queen of yin on YouTube. There is a good reason for this too. Her yin classes, she dishes up classic yin postures along with some creative variations that still embody the principles of yin. That is, they get deeper into the tissues of the body. When you click on a yin class with Cassandra, you know you're going to get long holds and stillness, things that you're supposed to get in a yin class. The thing that I love about Cassandra's classes is that she gives you a lot of space for your own experience with silence. This was definitely true of this class too. If you have knee issues, Cassandra does not give options in child's pose or pigeon's pose, so you will need to know your own modifications. For this yin yoga and affirmations class, I was super impressed with her discussion at the beginning, which gave a comprehensive discussion of affirmations with a lot of permission on how to be with them throughout the class and ideas on how to journal with them after the class. So if you're a non-dualism person, such as Taoism and Buddhist people might be, you'll still find plenty of space to explore non-duality throughout the practice and ample space and silence that Cassandra offers throughout the class. Number 4, Brett Larkin's Root Chakra Yin Yoga Calming, Relaxing, and Grounding Sequence. This was actually my first ever experience taking a Brett Larkin class, and I was in love with the long holds. The class started with a 7-minute forward fold, which was just heavenly, and Brett took a lot of time to let us settle into the pose and to teach us how to let go into this forward fold. I also loved the cue to give yourself over to the pose almost at the end of the class. If you have back issues or sciatica or slipped discs, no modifications were given in the straight leg forward fold. She did give a lot of options in half saddle or half heroes, although this was not going to work because of knee issues. There are not a lot of alternatives given, steam for toe stand, if you have hammer toes or toe issues. Even though there's not options given, she gave lots of ways to make the poses less intense. I enjoyed Brett's teachings around the first chakra in this class, especially in toe stand when she spoke about how this pose brought us to feelings of fight or flight and asked us to notice what came up for us in this pose. And I thought her teaching was at a high point in this pose. Throughout the class, she offered first chakra affirmations that wove well into the class. The other thing that I appreciated about Brett's yin class was the time in between the postures to allow the experience to integrate. The end of the class was a short mudra and chanting Lam, and this was a really nice way to close out. Number 3, self-care yin yoga with Katie Blecker Yoga. I'm so impressed with this new to yoga YouTube yin yoga teacher, Katie. She's mastered the art of teaching short yin yoga classes for YouTube. So often when I do short yin yoga classes on YouTube, I see teachers sacrificing the long holds in favor of trying to get more poses in. She languishes in 3 poses in this class, and I love that she goes slowly and gives lots of options with tons of propping. She coaches the principles of yin, including edge and softening. The holds are long and she models stillness. There's time between each pose to integrate the poses as well. This is also something that I do not see very often in YouTube yin yoga classes. Generally, yin poses on YouTube whip from one pose to the other without giving time in between to integrate. I think this is one of the most important distinctions in yin. I love that Katie gives us lots of time to take as much time as we need. If you're hard of hearing, you're probably going to struggle with her sound. I hope that as her channel grows, she'll invest with a microphone so that we do not miss one of her important instructions. So please make sure you go and subscribe to this new YouTube channel. She's a gifted yin teacher. Number 2 is yin yoga for hamstring flexibility with yoga with Cassandra. I have another yin yoga class with Cassandra on this list, but I had to pop this one in here too because it's a classic and simple yin that will leave you feeling in a yin way. What I mean by that is I came away from this class feeling so calm and peaceful. I love the long holds and silence, the no music. This allows me to go deep into my own practice. And I think this is what Cassandra does so well. She sets up the poses, she provides a few essential cues, and then she gets out of your way so that you can have your own experience. This class will not be suitable for you if you have low back issues, slipped discs, herniated discs, as it's an entire class of straight-legged forward folds. The reason this class created such peace is that the hamstrings trace the urinary bladder meridian lines along the backs of the legs. This organ system is tied to your autonomic nervous system, your sympathetic nervous system, the fight or flight, and the parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest. So the longer we held into those hamstring poses, the more we sunk into the rest and digest, which allows you to relax and slow down and release stress. And that's the main benefit that I receive from this class and why I love stimulating my urinary bladder meridian so much. Number 1 is Travis Elliott Full Yin Yoga Foundations Class, Flexibility and Beyond Program. This was my first yin yoga class with Travis Elliott, and the whole time I was taking this yin yoga class with him, I was thinking, what took me so long? Travis has an incredible talent for paying equal attention to our bodies and our minds. This is what I felt, was that he was equally training our body and our minds throughout. Travis is steeped in Buddhist and Taoist philosophy, and that came through during the entire yin class. The principles of yin were also attended to in this class. I was absolutely captivated by his languaging. Things like intuition instructs from within, and I'm here to remind you to pay attention to your inner teacher. Medicine for the spine, heavy velvet blanket. I just don't know how Travis memorizes all those quotes. It's absolutely amazing, and it had me captivated throughout the whole class. I appreciated how he gave lots of modifications in poses like pigeon with blocks, also how he used blocks for props to soften the mind in child's pose. The pacing of the class was wonderful with long holds, and it felt like time was expanding. By the end of the class, I found myself wanting more silence, which he did give us in Shavasana. Overall, my impression at the end of the class is that Travis is incredibly skilled at attending to the mind and the body, and I will be interested in future classes to see if he has the same skill of attending to the energetic body with meridians, because he didn't touch on that at all in this class. So what did I learn from this experience of taking so many yin classes this month? I learned both how valuable and vulnerable it is to be a yoga student. I learned a lot of yin poses and variations that I had not seen before from these teachers. I learned how much, as a student, I look to the teacher to provide options and modifications in every class, because this might be my first time doing their class. I learned how much I wanted to hear about the principles of yin in every single class. I learned how much I want to be taught about what's happening in the poses with the meridians. Of course, some of this is personal preference, but it's impacted me as a teacher as I move forward too. For me, it was challenging to be with so many different teachers and a lot of different energy this month. I did more classes than the 10 that landed on this list, and so that solidified for me how much I enjoy being with my own experience. As a teacher, this has me reflecting on holding space for my students to be with their own experience as well. So if you made it all the way to the end of this video and discovered some new yin yoga classes that you can go out and try, give this video a thumbs up and put "I'm inspired" in the comments. Thanks so much for watching, and enjoy the classes. Namaste. Thanks to the peacocks for the extra sound. And we're here in Beacon Hill Park today.